Roethlisberger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right, we're going to be heading to the Progressive Guest Line, Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. Josh Alper, ProFootballTalk.com, joining us on our Progressive Guest Line. How are you, Josh?
I'm great.
It's overreaction Monday. I get it. But the Cowboys, do they have a Mike McCarthy problem? This is what everyone wants to buzz about this morning.
Yeah, because I think in the NFL you move up or you move out, and the Cowboys moved backwards this year. And they did it despite winning the division and getting, you know, the best opportunity they've had to make a conference title game since they won their last Super Bowl, and to fall as flat as they did yesterday. Give all the credit in the world to the Packers, but, you know, when a home team gets blown out in the playoffs, it's a very bad look for a coach, and especially one who's not had his best work in the playoffs in the last couple of years either.
How did Dak Prescott look to you early in that game? Because people are like, you know, he just continues to look tight in the postseason. He looked tight in the postseason.
He did, and it looked like as much a game planning thing as anything else when you're facing a Packers secondary that, you know, Jair Alexander and Darnell Savage are the two guys you don't want to test there, and those are the guys that came up with the interceptions. Those were the places where they chose to go instead of going to Michael Gallup or, as they went later in the game, Jake Ferguson, the tight end, all day and put up big numbers. So I think that it was a schematic problem, a problem with what they're looking at on the field. And then, you know, that turns right back to McCarthy because he was the offensive coordinator this year.
All right, let's go to Detroit and the Rams. It was such a fantastic game. There was so much emotion. It really set a stage for a game that even if it had been a blowout on one side or the other, you could still get the narratives and the stories. It ended up being a very, very close, highly contested game. The Jared Goff angle of it, your thoughts, and the Matt Stafford angle of it, your thoughts.
Yeah, great moment for Jared Goff. And you know, of all the storylines, you know, the one that a player who came in sort of seen as a placeholder for something else and something better has done so much more for the Lions. And, you know, was a player who had seemed to be on an upward trajectory, hit a snag with the Rams, and it great to see him bounce back and get there and get that done. And you know, it was a pretty great Matthew Stafford performance, all things considered as well. The toughness that he showed throughout his time in the game, getting hurt multiple times and back up and just slinging balls all over the field. And you know, Sean McVay said after the game that, you know, he was happy that this team got his love for football back after last year. And that was, you know, I think something that was the big storyline behind the whole Rams season was sort of a return back to that team that won the Super Bowl. And you know, McVay is a great coach and now some new young stars there to work with. And it's a bright future in both places. And that's all you could ask for after that kind of a trade.
That is interesting because sometimes when we see players leave teams, get traded from teams, and they meet up in some setting, it's always like a revenge. This was clearly two teams that were very happy with how this all played out. That they were very – one won a Super Bowl and one got a ton of assets from that trade that could help them win one this year.
Yeah, and it you know, and I think it's one that can continue to pay dividends because it was a culture-changing trade for the Rams,
right,
and a culture-changing trade for the Lions that – it didn't mean, you know, Matthew Stafford did all he could when he was at the Lions. It wasn't enough. And to turn the page on that and do it in a way that finally has that franchise back in relevance and contention and all of the other things, it was really a fun game to watch. Two teams taking big swings at each other. And that, you know, it was by far the best game of the weekend. And you know, a great playoff game that I think, you know, will resonate in Detroit for a really long time.
Your momentum is in the NFL is as good as your next game, but the Texans, whoever they play, who are they getting in terms of a Houston team that has a defense that's opportunistic and a quarterback that doesn't seem to be bothered by anything?
Yeah, it's a team that it feels a little ahead of schedule, really.
Yes.
First-year head coach, first-year offensive coordinator, rookie quarterback, obviously Will Anderson, and so many other things that it kind of felt like even coming into this that, you know, the Colts kind of gave that game away in week 18 more than it felt like the Texans went out and won it. And, you know, that certainly wasn't the case against Cleveland on Saturday. And, you know, whether it's Kansas City or Buffalo, that's going to see them next week, they're going to have to be as sharp as possible, because Texans team, this is now playing with house money, and they're just going to keep taking swings, because if they lose here, that's still wildly ahead of what anybody expected for them, and they've set the foundation for what looks like a good run right at the top of that AFC South.
Now, Josh Alper, Pro Football Talk. I know it's a busy Monday to you. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time and your insight. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Josh Alper again on a Progressive Guest Line. Texans 45-14 over the Browns, and like he said, it's more than you could ever ask for from a period of where you're in April. Picking number two overall, moving to get a third pick. We got the building blocks. Man, I can't wait for a couple of years when this plays out. Yeah, it's played out months later. Not years later, months later. You're in the divisional round of the AFC. Waiting today, this afternoon, to see who you'll play. Either playing Baltimore or the Kansas City Chiefs.